It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, mate?
Mate, fantastic. It's great to have you back, Bear.
It's good to be back. Now, the Aquatic Centre, you got an opening date.
Mate, I do. I promised you that I'd commit to a date, and it's the July 2nd, the weekend of the school holidays. So 10 a.m. is the official opening, followed by free entry from into the centre from 10:30 through to 3 p.m. With lots of splash, fun, food, and music, free giveaways. So it's less than 25% till it's completed. I was down there last week and did the video with the GM.
Yes, I saw that.
But mate, looking forward to it. Look, it's here.
I guarantee you, everyone is very much looking forward to it, and also being ready for summer too.
Yeah, most definitely. And of course, everyone's looking forward to the Pete Holland and Bear swim off. So yeah.
Yes, well, that would be the slowest race in the history of aquatic races. Now, tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m, you're going to be up at Muswellbrook Marketplace. Tell us why.
Yeah, so the community strategic plan is on. It's been out on and adopted by. It's ready to be adopted by council, but we still want the community's feedback. It's part of the community's plan for the future to make the Shire a great place to live, work, study, and visit. Really, it outlines our strategies for attracting and investment jobs and strengthening our economy. So that's, you know, it will be there, and 11 to 1, I will also be there for large part of it, so the staff will be there, but I'll go along as well, just, you know, we're the figurehead, we're the elected arm, so I'll be there.
Well, there's your opportunity to find out more tomorrow at Muswellbrook Marketplace. And finally, you have been in the news a lot in the last few days, talking about us missing out as a region with the election promises.
Yeah, so, you know, without a doubt, mate, it did make a lot of media splash, but wasn't about myself, it's about our community, and look, let's face it, there hasn't been really anything delivered for our area. We've talked about the bypasses that have been on there. A little bit out of context of what I was actually talking about, it did hit the mark with getting Albanese and Scott Morrison's attention to get them up here. I want them up here. They need to have that discussion here. But it was a larger context of the story. It was about also our buffer land. It's interlocked our community rather than the rehabilitation land, because everyone just sees mining.
Yeah.
But it's the buffer land that we're really trying to unlock with the state government, working really well with Dave Lazell at the moment with Muswellbrook Coal, but we need that broader conversation so as we can attract new industry to this area. So, yeah, without a doubt, Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese, they should have been having the conversation up here at the coalface where it was happening, mate, not down in Sydney and Newcastle, talking about net zero, Muswellbrook Shire, and we're waiting for a funding announcement.
Do you get the feeling, though, given that's the case, that perhaps this area is not as important to either of the major parties?
Well, if you want to sit back and have a look from where we're sitting, yeah, well, you know, $8 million was granted to the main street in Scone by the federal money. All we're asking for is pretty much the same. We've got 10.5 to better our main street and our town centre as one of our wish list items. You'd think that they'd come to the party with a similar thing. So at the moment, you know, there's been a lot of advocacy done by all the councils, mate, and we've put all our items out there. It's about livability. It's about our community and tourism. So, you know, all I want to see is that the community that's kept the economy rolling during COVID get a bit of money back.
Mates, talking about the roads, of course, the bypass is probably the biggest issue, certainly from Muswellbrook's perspective. Are you happy with where that is at the moment?
You know me, I'm always looking for the positive, but I'm never really happy when it comes to the delivery of these things. Look, it needs to be progressed. It's going to happen faster. That's what I'm working very hard with Dave Lazell at the moment to push along and transport New South Wales, and the general manager from the council's working with. I think that we'll see it happen a lot quicker, mate. I really do. Just from logistical purposes for getting large turbines, et cetera, north, I think that we'll see it happen quicker. It's going to happen. I've spoken to my dad about this. You know, he's terminally ill. It'll happen.
Well,
it's going to happen. It'll happen in the next 2 years. It'll guarantee to be happening. But
in which case, then that funding for, you know, redeveloping the main part of Muswellbrook becomes even more important, doesn't it?
100%, and that's what I've been trying to bash on about at the moment, mate, and make that point very clear, is it's about industry, it's about livability, it's about security for the people of this area, for jobs, you know, everything. I've come back to, everyone uses the words, you know, the slogans and key terms, security, everyone goes into a relationship for security, they want a house for security, they want a job for security, let's provide them that security and talk about livability in the Muswellbrook Shire, where it has funded, I mean, $800 million into the state coffers. We talk about all the taxes that go to the federal government that the employees pay out of their wages. We've done our fair share.
Yeah,
we're just asking for the money back, and you know, this is a bit of an opportunity for them right now to either show the love or show they don't care.
Well, he's not backward in coming forward with his opinion, and that's what we love about him. Steve Reynolds, Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire Council, thank you very much for joining us as always.
Thanks, mate.